of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's always interesting to be part of clergy Facebook groups in the weeks leading up to Christmas. They give quite a glimpse into church life around the country and across denominations. As you might imagine, during the month of December, these Facebook groups are filled with lots of stories. A combination of delightful stories about Christmas Eve services over the years that have been particularly meaningful, as well as the services that were more memorable for their mishaps. There was one pastor who shared a story about a Christmas Eve service she led at a small church in North Carolina. One year, she had decided to involve the whole congregation in the children's message during the family service. Her plan was for the congregation together to act out the scene where Mary and Joseph were looking for a place to stay in Bethlehem. She gave a few people sitting along the center aisle doors made from poster board. Then she led the children around the sanctuary to knock on the doors and ask if there was room for them to stay in the inn. And she had told the people holding the doors exactly what they were supposed to say. They simply had to respond to each request and say, "There was no room in the inn." As the pastor says now, when looking back on that night, "It was a great idea in my head, but I didn't realize how difficult it would be for my church members. Because first, there came 2-year-old Garrett, clutching his little tattered teddy bear. He knocked on Leon's door and innocently asked, 'Do you have room for me?' And the pastor could tell that Leon really did not want to stay on script. He really didn't want to say no. So before he could cave, she jumped in and said, 'Leon, remember, you don't have room for Garrett. Now shut your door.' But the same thing happened when sweet Grace in her little red velvet dress knocked on Sharon's door. Sharon looked devastated to have to turn Grace away, but she stayed strong. She remembered her words. She said, 'I'm so sorry, sweetie. There's just no room.' And then there was 4-year-old Isaac knocking on Mac's door. Now, Isaac and Mac always found each other at church on Sunday mornings. Mac had even made Isaac a wooden train for Christmas that year. They were church buddies. So when Isaac asked, 'Mr. Mac, do you have room for me?' Mac could barely get the words out. He was practically holding back tears as he said, 'I'm so sorry, Isaac. I don't have room for you.' Now, when that pastor came up with the idea, what she thought would be a fun, interactive children's sermon, she had no idea how traumatizing it would be for her congregation. She didn't realize how hard it would be for her church members to go against what they firmly believed to be true, that church should be a place where there is always more room. We know that to be true here at Old South. We have long been a church that has made room. Room for people who feel like they have it all together and people who can barely get through each day. We've made room for people who are steady in their faith and those who are struggling to figure out what they believe. We've made room for people who worship with joyful hearts and those whose hearts are heavy. We've made room for people who never have to think about the balance in their bank accounts and those who have to count every penny. We've made room for people, no matter who they are or who they love, no matter what they look like or what they do for a living, no matter where they're from or where they live now. This commitment to making room is so much a part of who we are that we begin every single worship service with these words. I bet many of you can say them along with me. Whoever you are, and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Here at Old South, we make room because that's the kind of community God calls us to be. We are called to be a church that is guided by the ways of the kingdom, a church that does not give in to the ways of the world. The world wants us to believe that there is not enough. Not enough room, not enough jobs, not enough resources to go around or enough power to be shared. Not enough common ground to bring healing, not enough desire for unity to bring true peace, not enough love to overcome hate or hope to overcome injustice. But as a church, we are called not to let the ways of the world be our ways. We are called to live out the good news of God's kingdom. A kingdom where there is always enough. There is always enough hope and peace and joy and justice to truly transform this world. A kingdom where there was always enough light to shine even in the darkest of times. A kingdom where there is enough love to heal even the most broken of hearts. A kingdom where there is always enough room. For you, for me, for everyone. Remember what the angel of the Lord said when he proclaimed the good news of Jesus' birth. He said, "I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." All the people. The good news of Jesus' birth was not just for a select few, it was for everyone, and it still is. The good news of Jesus' birth reminds us that there is always enough room in the kingdom of God. There is enough room for you and for me and for everyone. Even when there was no room in the inn, Jesus still found a way into this world. So have no doubt, friends. Have no doubt that Jesus can find a way into your heart. Sometimes it can feel like there's no room in our hearts for Jesus because there is too much grief or anger or anxiety or fear or hurt or just plain distraction. But the good news of this night is that Jesus always finds a way in, into our hearts and into this world, whether we think there is room or not. And that is good news of great joy for you, for me, for the whole world. That is the good news of Christmas. Amen.